This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I have with me the curator of two of the shows that are on right now at the Ristin Frieda Gallery and Clay Museum, and I have with me one of the artists, Andre Serpentine. Now, let's just get the context of both Andre and the other exhibitor, Annelie Venter, being one a previous winner and one of the finalists of the Portrait Award. So what about these two shows that we're going to be looking at now?
Hi, Philip. So we're actually in the midst of the entry period of the Portrait Awards, and coincidentally, both artists exhibiting have been previous participants. Andre was the 2023 winner, so this is his solo exhibition, which we're very excited about. And Annelie was one of the top 40 participants in the previous year, and she was a top 5 finalist in the past as well. And we currently have a retrospective exhibition going on.
Well, seeing we've got Andre Serpentine with us, can you tell us about your show called Betwixt?
Yes, Betwixt is very much sort of exploring the spaces in between, ambiguity, liminal spaces, that type of thing. The crossover between time and masculine, feminine, boy, man.
Well, the picture on the invitation was certainly enticing, and the real picture even more so.
Yes.
Just what is going on in your head, and how did the being a winner affect your career as a painter?
Well, I was quite established by the time I won the award, but it was still a great exposure. I still had a lot of very good feedback and contacts from people. Yeah, it's a great competition to be in, and there's a great sense of community. You feel like you're part of a community, the other artists and everything.
Betwixt, how did it come as a subject or an area of interest to you?
Yeah, I work very intuitively. I do a lot of drawing. I draw, and as I'm drawing, ideas develop. And when I take it over to painting, it develops even further. And it's never quite what I expected to be in the beginning. Something completely different appears at the end of the painting. The meaning only comes out as I work. It's not sort of a pre-planned thing. But with the paintings on the show, they're very much in between two places. And even the one on the cover, the guy is lying on a dark area and a light area. He's very relaxed, but he's also, there's a lot of tension as well.
Well, that's it. You know, you are edging us and taking us into your world and certainly communicating very positively. Donovan, what about Annelie's exhibition, Annelie Venter?
Similar to Andre, in a sense, there's also sort of an in-between in Annelie's work.
And it's titled The Journey.
It's titled The Journey, or Brest. It's her personal journey, personal narrative as an artist spanning over 22 years since she's exhibited with us at Ristin Frieda. So I've known Annelie for a while, and seeing her work culminating into a retrospective is quite satisfying. It includes older works, works that she's based off of family photos, landscapes. She often works with her direct environment. She lives on a farm outside of Piketberg. And then she's created some newer works, which also include some of the landscapes that she's so well known for. And then naturally, we've included some of her portraits, the works that have made it into the finals as well.
Well, I think what's interesting about that exhibition is that one almost senses that it's all going to be about people. And then you see that she's actually got a history as a landscape artist. So it's been quite a journey for her.
That's correct. She's, like I said, she's known for her landscapes and her botanicals. So it's quite interesting to see her dabble in other genres as well and doing it very well.
And talking about other genres, we now go across to the Clay Museum and you have two wonderful ceramicists sharing their work. Tell us about Sandile Kele and who is the other man?
Johan Swart. Sandile and Johan, they've got two shows going on in the Clay Museum simultaneously with the exhibitions in the gallery. And we've selected both these artists because they've got a very nice way of expressing themselves with their particular medium, earthenware in this case. And Sandile's work is quite interesting. He is an artist that takes inspiration from his heritage, which is Zulu, and then he combines it with the contemporary Goth subclass as well. So it's a very nice mixture between your heritage and the way you see yourself currently.
I like the definition, Zulu Goth.
Zulu Goth, yeah, he names it Zulu Goth. So he's very well known for that. And it pairs very well with Johan Swart's work. Johan is very well known for his ceramics that he sort of molds into things like oil cans or cardboard.
They're very graphic.
It's very graphic, and it looks like other type of materials and not clay. So also playing with that, with the graphic material, so it's a very good combination.
And the good news is that the Clay Museum exhibition runs until the end of July. But folks, when you want to go to see the Betwixt exhibition and the Journey exhibitions, those are on until the end of June.
That's great.
So, if you want to find your way there, pick up a copy of the Artcraft Museum's map and get there and enjoy. And to find your way there or to other cultural events in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Artcraft Museum's map or get it digitally at mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bilville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. FMR.